Jiggy never did the edges, gingy sweating on my blowout, sweating on my press, this trick about to go off.
Welcome everybody to the Conlin Center. Oh man, what a crazy night it is here in San Rafael, California.
Dominican University of California, worldwide broadcast on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu is the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn.
Brandon Cadiz is to my left, and of course, the great Forrest Hunt. Today saw the debut of DJ Doug. Shouldn't say his real name. No, it's okay. It's a sports broadcast. Forrest, let's get your marks on Paul's debut performance.
You know what? I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. Paul did a great job. Takes a little bit at first, as we all know, on your maiden voyage to get the flow going.
Yeah.
But after about 5 minutes in the first half of that game,
yeah,
I thought it was pretty dang good.
I got to say, I listened to you guys, and of course, you and Nuts were great, as always. But bringing Paul Gunness, his very first time basketball broadcast, I got to give him an A+. You know me. I don't hand out a lot of A+s. Of course, getting an A+ was DJ Nuts, Brandon Cadiz. He's alongside. Nuts, pretty that first game was nuts, wasn't it?
Definitely nuts. Back and forth action. San Francisco State came back and was able to re-secure their lead, pull it off.
Today, the Penguins, can you bring me up, please?
Yes.
Thank you. The Penguins today against Stanislaus State. This is the first game for both squads. So it's not like Stanislaus has been out playing. This is it, everybody. Today, you wipe the rust off, you shake the rust off, you bounce the rust off, and the Penguins and Stanislaus go at it today. Stanislaus and the DUs, 0-0, Booker T. Harris is in the house. And first off, as usual,
Dominican button, no doubt.
Of course.
All right, President Marcy is in the house. Starters, we are going to be bringing
friends with Coach Booker, a close friendship. They talk every day. They've been talking.
it was warm. Wasn't even close to snow. But we had the big tailgate today. Shout out to Athletics for throwing a great tailgate. DJ Manchin was out there. Michael Manfredi, he was killing. And we just had a great day as the sun broke through at the start of the thing. It shone on the proceedings, and we had a great tailgate to get the season started for the visiting Warriors out of Stanislaus State under head coach Larry Reynolds in his ninth season. Co-head coach is Paul Trevor, his first year. The coaches will be sending out Roland Dunham, a 6'1" junior out of Riverbank, California. Riverbank. Have you been there?
Yes.
Yes, of course you have. Who hasn't? Also, Andy Clevis, a 6'2" junior out of Riverside. Now, I know where Riverside is. That's inland from L.A. Well, inland from San Diego. Tyrion Davis is a 6'1" junior, so three upperclassmen to get things started. He's out of Reno. Kalen Mitchell, a 6'6", 195-pound senior out of San Diego. He went to Grossmont College. That's a two-year college up Highway 8, and they always churn out great basketball players out of Grossmont. And rounding things out is Kyle Govey, a 6'8", 230-pound load of a senior. Govey is out of West Point, went to Calaveras High School. For the Penguins, Forrest, I could not be more excited under Booker T. Harris, Scott Waterman, and Kurt Bond. Booker is sending out number 21, the freshman Jordan Williams, the 6-footer out of Moreno Valley. C.J. Cedric Thomas, a 6'6" junior out of L.A. Jeremiah Gray. Oh, is there anything that Gray cannot do? Guess what, fans? Forrest and I were here for practice the other day. Everything he did last year, he does better now. The 6'4" Gray is a senior at 1,000 Oaks. Christian Futch, a 6'8", 230-pound freshman out of San Jose. How about that, filling it up? And Christopher Williams, the second, a 6'2", 180-pound freshman out of Moreno Valley. So Booker's got a bunch of freshmen.
Three
and in
of
the
them.
Middle, yeah, three of them starting.
Yeah.
Game one, here's Futch in the middle, wearing 34. Number 34, that's John Ojo's old number. For those of you who remember the Penguins from the 2001 season, the great John Ojo also wore number 34. And you know who else wears number 34 as the clock rolls and we have a timeout 3 seconds into the game? Raleigh Fingers.
Yes, he did.
The mustachioed one for the great Oakland A's of the 70s. That's when they won it all in 75, 76.
Man, you couldn't touch the A's. Reggie Jackson, Campy Campanaris. Fudio Tanache behind the plate. Here we go, folks. The end of the timeout is almost come. So 8 seconds roll off the clock for us. And for some reason, there's a timeout on the floor. Nobody really touched the ball.
Mm-mm.
Stanislaus got the tip out.
You know, now that we have a stop and play, Stu, I'd like to point out the three freshmen starting. That's a big deal.
It is.
To come in a Division II school and you're starting. Okay, not only one. Okay, yeah, you're, Christian Futch is 6'8", 230 pounds. Okay, that might be a given. But two others at guard starting for the Penguins. That's a big deal.
You're absolutely right.
And that says something with how deep this team is as well, if you have three freshmen starting.
Here we go. The ball's underway, and we got a game. Penguins' first minutes of the 17-18 campaign right now on Penguin Radio. It's happening live. Penguins on defense. Off to our right. The first shot on goal of the day comes off left corner by Kayleen Mitchell. He misses it, but the putback is laid in there by Tyrion Davis. It's a 2-0 ball game. Penguins trail. The first time the Penguins have been on offense. And it comes inbounds from Christopher Williams in the backcourt. He gets it up to Williams. That's Jordan Williams. So you got a couple Williams on the floor at the same time. Williams and Williams. Jordan's got it down in the corner. Now over to Jeremiah Gray. 15-footer right wing now. Missed it a little bit short for us. It looked good. 19 minutes to go. The Penguins trail by two. Stanislaus brings it up. Tyrion Davis high dribbling across the midcourt line. Now they work it down low and an easy up and under from Govea. And Govea knocks it down. It's 4-0. Jeremiah Gray brings it in. Into the backcourt. Stanislaus with a full court heat already for us. I'm surprised. Jordan Williams brings it up. Left side of the timeline. Some good handwork. I noticed the other day when you and I watched their practice, that guy is a master ball control man. CJ's got it. Cedric Thomas throws it away, and it's tipped out of bounds by Andy Clevis. Penguins trail 4-0. First game for both squads. Stanislaus, not in the Penguin Conference, but a game's a game. And all wins count. And I guarantee the Penguin men want to work this thing out. Penguins now on offense. The runner, the drifter from the left wing goes up by Christopher Williams, and he misses. And it's a shot clock violation, it looks like. No, it's a Warrior foul. Oh, the Penguins got away with it. I thought Williams just grazed the rim if he was even lucky to get that. He missed it so far right from the left wing. 18-14 to go. The Penguins trail right under the Penguin hoop. Williams will bring it in. This is Jordan Williams brings it up. CJ now top of the key to Gray. Left side. Williams has got it again. He backs out in the corner thinking about it. He's being guarded very closely by Kayleen Mitchell, so he works it the other way. 19 on the shot clock. CJ. CJ left and right into the corner. Jordan Williams walks with it. He grabbed it for us and took a step, and you can't do that.
Well, you know, you got to shake the rust off, and if you're a freshman coming into a game like this, it's a blackout here at the Conlon Center. It's packed in here. Everybody's wearing black, you and I included. And, you know, you got to shake the rust off. Same with Gree's first three attempt.
No, you're absolutely right. 17-52. And speaking of three attempt, way out on the right wing, Mitchell missed it. The Penguins are the rebound. Penguins bring it up. And another walk as it was a poor leave on the pass from Christopher Williams, intended for Jordan Williams. A poor leave. He had to reach for it. And as a consequence, stepped on it. 7 o'clock side out tonight. The volleyball team plays. You don't want to miss that one right here on Penguin Radio. 17:40 to go, though. The tip-off today of men's basketball. It's all happening right here and live. Shot on goal from Govea, close range. And the foul is committed by Futch. Futch, a 230-pound freshman. Oh, man. This guy could be the face of the franchise for the next few years. Keep a close eye on Futch today. Govea on the line. First free throws of the season. Govea off to our right. The Penguins defending that northern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Attacking the southern, as you may have guessed. If they're defending the northern, they must be attacking the southern. The first free throw is missed by a mile by Futch. Very short. He barely got rim. The second one's up, and this is perfect. So Futch, not Futch. Check it. That was Govea. Futch committed the foul. Govea is 50% from the line. 5-0, Penguins trail. Penguins on offense now. And the DUs need a bucket. Brandon Cadiz, the DUs need a bucket. Here's Gray way out on the right wing. What do you say about that?
I wouldn't be surprised if they go inside quick to Fudge.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Gray brings it up. Dump off to CJ, and a charge is called. No, let's find out if CJ is going to go to the line. And, in fact, CJ will go to the line. It's Tyrion Davis. So already for us, Tyrion Davis has racked up a pair.
Well, you know, this might be what sparks the Penguins offensively. You draw a foul, you go to the line, you knock down a couple of free throws. I mean, you got a big goose egg up there on the board, and we know it's not going to last for long. When are they going to get, like, when are they going to get their first points? Could be now. Could turn the offense quickly.
Cedric Thomas, and Forrest called it. Cedric Thomas puts the first point of the 17-18 campaign on the board for the good old DUs. 3,000 from now, it'll all be over. But we've got one. It's 5-1, and CJ has a chance to knock down another one. And he does. Two perfectos. Pretty good work there out of CJ. Veteran for Booker T. Harris. I'll tell you, every year CJ gets better. 205-pound junior is good old Cedric Thomas. Well, the Penguins are back on defense, everybody. We're inside of 17 minutes. Penguins trail by three, and a long three goes off by Roland Dunham. And again, the rebound is hauled in by Govea, and he puts it back with a finger roll, and the Penguins have got to get those rebounds.
That Govea-Futch matchup is going to be one to watch, both listed at 6'8".
Penguins work the zigzag back down into the corner. CJ goes three ball from 19, no. Penguins trail by five, and unlike the Stanislaus crew, the Penguins cannot draw the rebound. Now a loose ball after a three ball attempt. Jordan Williams picks it up. He's going to come across the timeline. Penguins have numbers four on three. CJ's got it left side, backs out. No, Jordan goes through the fingers but gets it again. 16-15, top of the key now, and the Penguins are going to settle down as Jeremiah Gray drifts over to the left, gives it off to Jordan Williams. Williams, CJ, and Gray out there on the offense, and now Stanislaus throws it away as Caleb Baskett missed the basket. In fact, he was going for the basket from midcourt, and now we have a media timeout.
You know, I saw that, and is that the best basketball name you've seen? Caleb Baskett.
Yeah, I would like that. Or maybe what else would be better? Like
teardrop, maybe? That'd be a good one.
Forrest Dunk. That wouldn't be bad.
You know what? I think Christopher Williams II is going to be the guy to get it going from beyond the arc for the DUs. Okay, we saw him shoot in practice. He's a good shooter from the outside. The freshman out of Moreno Valley, California, he's at 6'2", okay? He's going to be the one, I believe, that gets this Penguin offense going.
For me, I think it's going to go on the defensive end. I think it's going to be Christian Fudge. He needs to step up in the center and be aggressive. Really focus inside the paint and secure that perimeter, secure the inside.
You're listening to NC2A, Division II basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins worldwide. Also watching it tonight on the Stretch Network. And listening on 102.3 FM in San Rafael. 7-2 with 15:59 to go in the first half. The Penguins trail in tonight's home opener for the DUs. It's the opener period for both teams. Stanislaus, obviously, on the road. We're here at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. I wouldn't say it's a sold-out house, but for us, it's about as sold-out as they get around here.
No, but you know what? Quentin Mendoza and Josh Armstrong are in the house.
You got to love that. You guys, both of them graduated last year, and we're inside of 16 minutes, and Reverend Maduakor makes his debut for the team. Maduakor, one of the fan favorites and a veteran that the Penguins are going to need in big time. Also, Tribbles out there with Williams and CJ and Jeremiah Gray, who's got the ball at the top of the key, goes between the legs. He's being guarded by Clevis. Here's the two ball, left wing by Gray, good! 16-footer goes down, and the Penguins trail by only two. Not a lot of scoring so far. We're 4.5 minutes into this one. Top of the key for Stanislaus is Clevis. He's got it right side, he drives in, heavy traffic, and the Penguins come in, and somehow Jordan Williams is called on a foul. He jumped in the way. He had not come set. All of the Penguins came up. They didn't like the call. Booker hated the call, and I think the call was right.
You know, he was shifting over inside the paint, Stu. He came from that lower block, shifted in towards that restricted area. He wasn't in the restricted area, but he was still moving his feet.
Yeah.
Both weren't playing to the floor, so as much as the Penguin bench doesn't like it, you know, I think I'd have to agree as well.
Yeah, Cleaves had a clean look, and Williams closed the door on him, and you just can't keep moving when you do that. Now Basket's got it right side. Basket dumps it down low to Bradshaw, who goes off. No, Jeremiah Gray with the rebound. CJ, Jeremiah Gray, and Maduakor at the top, two down low, Williams and Jordan Tribble. And Jordan Williams has walked with it again.
You know, it's the second time he's done that. He's gone to try and pivot, and he stepped on the line down there in that corner. That's his second time so far he's done that. Just a little bit of jitters.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe opening night jitters. Although I'll tell you, he is one cool customer. 14:47, the clock rolls, 19 overhead. Penguins on defense, long three ball left wing, and that falls for Matt Bradshaw, the 6'3" junior out of Menifee, Montana. Might have to look that one up. Getting ready to re-enter the game for the Penguins is Williams, Christopher Williams. Good old number 40, same as J.J. Myatt. Left side is Jeremiah Gray, three ball! Gray's got it going, the last two. Belong to Gray. That's 5 points consecutive for the DUs. 10-7. Jordan Williams comes out. Christopher Williams comes back in. Who's J.J. Myatt, you say? Only the pride of Verde, Nevada, one of the great forwards in Penguin history, was on the championship team in 2004, who played for Bill Tressler right here at the Conlin Center. The great J.J. Myatt, the only guy to ever break a backboard here at the Conlin Center, shattered it into 10 billion pieces. Penguins on defense. Three ball, left corner goes off Bradshaw. He got the last one. This one he missed by a mile, and it was an air ball. The Penguins get it. Maduakor top of the key now. Straight away he's going to reset. 22 on the shot clock. 13:52 overhead. Jordan Tribble has it down low right side. Too much traffic. CJ with a head fake. CJ drives in. Left wing, great. Three ball whistles. On his back is Xavier Francois. Francois, 230-pound junior out of West Sac. He went to Yuba College up by Chico. Yuba College also turns out just tons and tons of great athletes. Super hot up there. I've been to Yuba College a couple times. And those guys can play in the heat. They're almost always great athletes because if they can stand that kind of heat year-round, especially in the spring, they just tend to be good players. I'm not sure why. Jeremiah's great. Speaking of great players, right corner now. Williams has got it. Chris Williams, back to CJ. Now top, 7 seconds. Gray's got it right wing. Gray, stutter step, dumps it off. Williams on the way, deep. Three ball is deep. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Instead, it's hauled in by Basket. He'll bring it. Oh, no, Basket's going the distance off the glass. Are you kidding? And now Booker came up really quickly to talk to the ref, but he didn't say a word to him. Basket with the basket, unbelievable. Penguins trail by 5, coming up on 13. Maduakor left side. Williams now out in the wing, and it throws it away. Basket hauls it in. He's going to take it himself. Left side. Left side, good. Basket can do it from both sides. Caleb Basket, the 6'2" junior out of Fremont, is absolutely tearing it up at 14-7. Maduakor takes it the distance himself, and a short runner. One step in the paint for us, and he let it go a little too early. Penguins can't get the rebound again, and that's the theme of the first half so far. The DUs cannot box out. Not the way the Stanislaus guys are doing. Penguins now on defense. Francois goes up, goes into heavy traffic, and another whistle, and I think it's called against the Penguins. And it is. It's called on Jordan Tribble. Well, that's the first on JT. Is it my imagination, or did Tribble grow 4 inches
in
the offseason?
It looks like he didn't. You know what it might be is that
I know Brandon Cadiz grew 4 inches in the offseason, too. Penguins surround the perimeter of the key as Francois lets one fly, and he missed it deep right back at him. Score remains 14-7.
You know, the Penguins are sporting new white unis this year, Stu. I don't know if you noticed that.
Well, I noticed the trim on the shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's on the shoulders, too.
They're brand new unis.
Man, that looks good. And he missed the other one, so Francois is 1-for-4 on the night. And the Penguins do get the rebound this time, I'm happy to report. Maduakor, top of the key, CJ. Cedric, he's got it. He looks right. Now he goes left, back over to Rev. Rev drives in left side. Rev, heavy traffic, lets one fly, I don't know why. That looked a little like Danny Weathered. Just letting one go. Right side, and it turns into a basket for Stanislaus. Matt Bradshaw from the right corner. And that's good for three, 17-7. You know what I'm saying? Rev's one of the best players the Penguins have ever had, at least in the last 17 years we've had him on the air. What was that last play? Went in down low on the baseline, three Warriors just hanging on him, and he just kind of flailed it up and gave the ball away.
You know, being the veteran that he is, I think he was trying to force it, obviously, into heavy traffic, into the paint. There were three guys there just to bat him away. And being the senior that he is, he doesn't want to take all that pressure on his shoulders, but I feel like he thinks that he needs to. When what he needs to do is take the one extra pass, the one extra pass to the one guy that's open. If you have three guys on you, two guys are going to be wide open. Drive the baseline, draw the attention to you, kick it out, somebody's going to have an open shot.
Couldn't agree more, and I don't want – well, here's what I don't want to see. Reverend's going to feel all the weight of the world building as this lead – if this lead continues to grow, and now it's 17-7, and he's – you know how it is. You can't play when you're pushing yourself like that. You need to let the thing breathe and let the team play. Like you said, if you've got three on you, there's two open.
Two different styles of play right now on the Penguins side. There's Rev, who's playing, I feel, a little tight. And then you have Jeremiah Gray. Jeremiah Gray is loose. He doesn't let the pressure get to him. He just kind of brushes off. Hey, whatever, man, I'll make the next one, you know? I'll shoot the three. If I miss it, I'll make the next one. No pressure. That's how they need to play the rest of this game.
I think you're right. Speaking of Gray, he's got it, number 32. You know, that's 32 is O.J. Simpson's old number.
And Sandy Koufax's number.
That's a good call. Here comes Rev across the timeline. Boy, he's being guarded very closely by Richard Medina. Left side, kick out, C.J. Three ball, missed it deep. And that was Chris Williams, not C.J. They've got the same haircut.
They do.
And they both have the same beard. So from the side, I apologize to Williams. I thought it was C.J., but it was Williams, and he fired the three from 23 feet, and it was just a tiny bit deep.
The only difference, about 4 inches between the two.
Well, did you have to do that? Because you're absolutely right. Because looking at him now, there's no comparison. But there was that moment where I looked at his haircut, and I went with it. I couldn't see his number. 11:35 to go, fans. We're back underway. I thought we were going to see the squeegee out. Top of the key, missed it right. Tipped up, unbelievable. Wow. Basket comes up with it.
Wow.
And they couldn't let it fly. 10:44, 230 pounds. 10-0. Couple bright spots. Two threes and a deuce out of Gray so far. Top of the key, just inside of the insignia, is good old Reverend Maduakor. Oh, Reverend had basket beaten but didn't take the shot. Gray, pull up, three ball. Oh, falling away. 25-footers are tough. And that's all that the Stanislaus guys are giving the Penguins right now. DU trails by 10 in the first half. The Warriors in the house out of Stanislaus State. Booker T. Harris in his seventh year. Three ball goes off by who? Vita Faniel. So Faniel again. This time he knocks it down. We're talking a lot about Fennell. Here goes Gray, three ball corner. No, missed it right. And he gets his own rebound. Long shots produce long rebounds. And he goes in hard, and he's called on a charge. He went in and got his own rebound, flew in. He knocked down Fennell, who hit the chicken wings both on the floor. And somehow they call it against Jeremiah Gray, 23-10. And as immediate timeout, NC2A Division II basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, right here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Brandon Cadiz, and Forrest Hunt, your DU broadcasters for the first half. And we may even hear from our new guy, Paul Gunnis, who did a great job in game one of today's tournament. Don't forget, fans, noon tomorrow and two, more basketball tonight at 7, tomorrow at 7, women's volleyball, all here on Penguin Radio. We're back underway, everybody, coming up on 9 minutes. Cleaves gets it, the pass, and he walks with it. And there's the same pivot that Jordan Williams made earlier in the game. Called this time against Cleaves. Cleaves a junior. And the Penguins trail by 13. Reverend comes across the middle, high-stepping. And that was a cool move. CJ has a lane. CJ drives in. CJ right side. Thomas is getting better every year, fans. 23-12, DU's trail. Jordan Williams getting ready to re-enter the game. sitting here in front of Media Row after checking in, 8:35 to go. A pass through the middle and whistles. And I think they called off ball, and it may be against Fotch. No, it's on Thomas, not Fotch. So Thomas stays in. Gray comes out. Williams, Jordan Williams back in there. 8:34 to go. It's going to be Stanislaus' ball on the short side, right under the bucket. Stanislaus gets it in. The quick up and in. And Reverend with the rebound after the missed shot on goal by Cleese. So the Penguins on offense now with a chance to make it closer. Oh, good give and go. Off to Fudge, right side. The big fellow with a soft touch. Christian Fudge, 23-14. Soft move for us.
Fudge can really shoot it from mid-range along with that 6'8 frame. That's a good sign for Coach Booker.
Man, there's nothing better than a big dude with soft hands. 8 minutes to go, fans. Penguins trail by 9, 23-14. On defense, the Penguins. Driving in is Medina, and he pounds off of one of the DUs and another call against the Penguins. And Scott Waterman's up on his feet. He doesn't like the call.
Yeah, it's because our side official right here was going to call a charge, and instead the official on the baseline called a block on Thomas, and assistant coach Scott Waterman's going to have a conversation with him like, you were about to call a charge. What gives him authority over you to make the call? You blew the whistle first.
Yeah, except for us, and this is a very good question. We have a timeout on the floor. But the baseline ref has priority in that call. That's why the sideline guy let him go.
Well, there you go. There you have it. Looks like our baseline official and our sideline official had two different views and a different opinion on what happened there.
Well, that's why they have so many refs on the floor. And if it's a play that's going toward the basket, the baseline ref gets the call. But I think you're absolutely right, because from where we sit, which is exactly the same angle that the sideline guy had.
And Coach Scott Waterman.
It really looked like it was going to go the other way. 7:57 to go, fans. The Penguins still trail by 9. Brandon Cadiz, what are the Penguins going to need to do to get back in this thing? Because so far it's been all Stanislaus.
I think they need to deliver it inside the paint and start the game in there. They can't go with a whole three-point shot, ride to die to that. I think I'd like to see a lot more of a Christian Fudge. He's versatile, as you guys have mentioned. He has that soft jumper, which is something we didn't see last year with Henry Wadier in the middle. He didn't really have that mid-range game. So this year the Penguins can really swing it inside, or they can go outside because of how versatile Fudge is.
That's a really good call, and I love the fact that you invoked the big man, Henry Awadie, the only 7-footer in DU history. I miss him too. He was a great Penguin for 1 year, man, and Booker worked him as much as he could. He was so fun to watch because he was such a great DU. 23-14, we're ready to go right here on Penguin Radio, another worldwide broadcast, as both teams come out on the floor. As you may recall, there was a foul before the timeout. The squeegees are out on the floor because this place is warm in here. They got the squeegee guy out on the floor, and with the play-by-play, here's Forrest.
Well, at the line for Stanislaus will be Medina. They lead 23-14. The Penguins already with 17 fouls, so that'll put Medina at the line for 1-and-1s as he knocks down the first of 2 1-and-1s now. Got 7 quick fouls for the Penguins to put Stanislaus in bonus. Not what you want to do after the lopsided first half so far. He'll miss the second. Fudge with the board. Jordan Williams, the freshman, now with it, trying to get across the timeline here as he does with full court pressure. Williams, far side. He'll hand it off to Maduka, who gets it slapped out of bounds. Instead, he'll pick it back up, sliding to the floor as a Stanislaus State defender. Penguins reset it, top of the key, 10 seconds. Jordan Williams, left wing, 9. Trying to get a screen from Fudge. He does 7. Into the corner, 6. Baseline, Rev, 4. Got to put it up. He will. He'll hit the rim, and a rebound there by Clevis for the Warriors. Tight defense there by Jordan Williams as Clevis brings up the floor. 3 ball on the way. No good by Mitchell. It'll go out of bounds, and possession will stay with the Warriors.
I got to go to your talk about the number of fouls and putting the other team in the bonus. So there's a big trade-off. You get to 7 really quickly, but that would suggest the Penguins are playing very aggressively, right? Or some bad calls, or both. Frankly, I think it's both. I don't like the calls so far.
More than likely both. I would have to agree with you. On the inbound for the Warriors is going to be Medina. He'll find Clevis, who drives inside right past Fudge, up off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Rev. Penguins with it now, trailing by 10. Williams left side, driving the baseline. Newly checked in. That will be your man, Marcus Loadholt.
Yeah,
Loadholt. He's come in for the Penguins.
He's a good first-year man. He's in my public speaking class. A very nice, quiet young man. Super respectful. And I got to say, after we watched him the other day, he's a beast on the court. I'm glad to have him.
And as quickly as he checked in, he will check back out. Jeremiah Gray in his place. Williams in the far corner on our left side. Inbounding now. He will find his counterpart, Chris Williams, on the right wing. Madukor top of the key. He'll reset things back up. 16 on the shot clock. Madukor drifts left. Three ball. Jordan Williams left wing. And he knocks it down. Jordan Williams, his first shot attempt of the day from the field, is a three ball from long range. And he'll knock it down to cut the lead to 7. Three ball returned on behalf of the Warriors, Andy Clevis. That'll grow the lead back to 10 for Stanislaus State. Full court pressure now. Madukor trying to press past Ragsdale. He'll cross the timeline, dead center, pass to the baseline. Gray over to Futch, who goes up off the glass. He'll get fouled. He'll go to the line, and he will shoot two.
Forrest, that was an incredibly smart foul by Stanislaus. They don't have very many in the total column of fouls tonight, and that was a guaranteed deuce by Futch. Might as well knock him back and take your chances. Maybe he'll miss it, and he did.
That foul from Clevis was his first personal, fourth team for the Warriors. Futch's first free throw of his D2 basketball career is just deep.
And Forrest, that foul is looking more and more of a thing of beauty for the Stanislaus players.
You know, we see that a lot of times. We want guys that are 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", and up to really knock down those free throws that get to the line so often, and they can be so crucial, as we saw in game one today of the tournament, as Futch misses his second. Free throws, the difference in that first game today.
It always is. It always is.
Ragsdale,
man,
will go far side. Basket, looking for towards the basket. Instead, they'll swing it near side. Ragsdale working on Williams. He'll drift to the left, top of the key. They'll go inside to the big man who misses. That was Gouveia off the front glass. Gets his own rebound. That one will go up off the shot clock. Possession will stay with the Warriors, as it looks like it might have gotten tipped, guys.
Forrest, I'm sure you'll agree with me, but you show me a team in a close game with a higher free throw percentage, and I'll show you the team that won that close game.
Jordan Tribble will check in place of Christian Futch. Tribble, the senior, listed at 6'9". Bounce pass. Jordan Williams tried to get the block shot. No, Ragsdale prevails. He'll get it to go off the right side of the glass. 29-17, Warriors lead.
That was one of the great plays of this game so far. Perfect timing.
Oh, Rev McDuicor just driving baseline. Kick out top of the key. Williams, three ball straight away. And he knocks it down. Jordan Williams, the freshman from Moreno Valley, with two quick three-pointers to make it a 9-point deficit for the Penguins.
Consecutive tray ball out of the new man, Williams. Love it.
Gouveia down inside, stolen away by Gray, tiptoeing along the baseline. His pass knocked out of bounds off the hands of Medina. And it'll be Penguin ball in the far corner.
Yeah, and I have to say, Jordan Williams has the smoothest release and jump shot out of anyone on the team I've seen so far. He really sweeps and sways and gets his feet over past the three-point line to generate that power on the shot.
That's a good call.
Madukor will inbound to Williams. Williams working on Ragsdale. He'll get it up across the timeline, far side. He'll back down Ragsdale, top of the key. Jeremiah Gray, and oh, he took a step before he put the ball on the floor, and Gray had an open look. Spoiled opportunity and an unforced error there by Jeremiah Gray.
And the Penguins can't just keep matching baskets. They're going to have to, and these errors are, at best they can match baskets, but not when they're making these kinds of errors. They're going to have to think of a way to gain more possessions, and traveling is not one of them.
They've been unable to stop the offensive attack for the Warriors so far, so as you mentioned, matching baskets isn't going to do much.
No.
And unforced errors on the offensive side are doing nothing but hurting you. Top of the key, Fennell, left wing. Bradshaw driving in over Jeremiah Gray. Long two from Matt Bradshaw, and he has a smooth shot for the Warriors as well.
Yeah, Bradshaw's been deadly so far in this one.
Madukor left side, top of the key to Williams. Williams, Jeremiah Gray, white ring, three ball. Bounces up and in. Jeremiah Gray from the right wing caught the front of the rim and just a soft touch, able to land it through the bottom of the bucket.
Forrest, how did he get the favorable forward bounce? I don't know. That was a thing of beauty.
Shooter's roll favoring Jeremiah Gray here in the first half. Left wing Bradshaw for the Warriors. Driving the baseline. Kick out to the corner right in front of the Penguin bench. That's Fennell. Poked away, and no, will be a foul. It'll be a foul on Christopher Williams II, the 6'2 freshman for the Penguins. And he thought he poked it away cleanly, yeah. But our side official said not so fast.
No, Chris looked up at Booker as if to say, did you see that? It was a perfect defensive move, and I got called for perfection. And sometimes it happens.
That was his first personal eighth team foul.
Yeah, but the part that hurts there is it puts Caleb Baskett on the line.
Yeah, we'll put him on the line. And Baskett, with his first free throws of the season as Lodeholt comes in place of Reverend Maduakor. First shot from Baskett off the back of the rim. Lodeholt with his first board of his career.
How about that?
Jordan Williams along the far sideline dribbles up. He'll slow things down. They'll move left wing to Jeremiah Gray, 22 seconds. He'll drift towards the middle, and they'll swing it all the way around to the right corner. That's Lodeholt. Williams with it now. Right wing, that's Jordan Williams. Williams and Lodeholt playing pass back with 11 seconds. Williams drift towards the logo, 9 seconds to shoot. Williams left wing, three ball in the way by Chris Williams, just deep. Rebound by Govea for the Warriors. Warriors have it now, top of the key. Bradshaw, his pass a little wide, able to corral it was Baskett. Dunham wearing the zero. His pass inside knocked away by JT. Warriors maintain possession. We have a media timeout, 3:32 left overhead, 14 on the shot clock. You're listening to NC2A. Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Game 2 of this PacWest CCAA tip-off challenge. And Stu?
Yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant to go to in Marin?
Well, let me think for a while. It's going to take me a minute. Centerfeld Joe's. Favorite restaurant, no question about it, on 4th Street. Love the place. Forrest, as you know, my favorite restaurant in Centerfeld, maybe anywhere, and I'm making a comparison right now to a couple that I've been to, Tavern on the Green in New York, and I like Joe's. And speaking of Joe's, here we go.
In the heart of downtown, Centerfeld Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Are you ready? That's right, everybody. Right here on Penguin Radio, the only place where you would ever hear a comparison between Tavern on the Green in Manhattan and San Rafael Joe's. But you heard it right here. It's a night of firsts. 3:32 to go. And it looks like it's going to be Warrior ball. And on the play-by-play, here he is, folks, DJ Nuggets, Brandon Cadiz.
Bradshaw with the inbounds deep behind their own basket. Penguins playing tremendous defense. Basket there, left wing, swings it out. Down to the right side and Dunham, and he took a little bit too much steps there. It's going to be another turnover going to the side of the Penguins now, as Reverend Maduakor will be the one inbounding it. And checking back in for Dunham will be Andy Cleaves.
Penguins forcing unforced errors on the Warriors side now. It's a 8-point game with almost 3.5 to go, Brandon. If they can force more errors on the side of Stanislaus State, could be in some business here going into the second half.
Basket guarding Williams here in the backcourt. Looking for the offense to set up here. Jeremiah Gray drifting to his right. Maduakor swings it to the right side to Gray. Back up top middle, Maduakor has an open three now. Taking it was Lodeholt, who misses, as now Stanislaus State is pushing it up the court right side. Nice dribble move by Cleaves, trying to get it inside now. And a spin move by Francois, rebounded by Jeremiah Gray. Gray elects to give it to Maduakor, right wing, spin move, and guarded by Fainiel. Three-pointer on the way for Jeremiah Gray. Left wing, knocks it in. 26-31, Penguins trail by five, 2:30 left here in the first half.
Gray now 4-for-7 from beyond the arc tonight. We're only in the first half.
Ooh. Right side basket. Loadholt guarding him with a switch now on Williams. Bradshaw had it initially to Francois. Back to the left side. Back into Francois. A little spin move up and under over JT. And they're going to call a foul that time on Jordan Tribble.
Dribble can't believe he's going to go over and slap the padding here underneath the basket. As I just say, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Xavier Francois. Francois, I got to give it to him. He is playing some hard basketball, especially offensively. And he drew that foul just as cleanly and as fairly as possible.
Well, he's shifty.
You're right. That's a crafty dude right there.
Crafty haircut, too.
That's
Look
a
at
crafty
that.
Haircut.
Looks like yours, just a little more.
I was going to say it's crafty like yours.
Francois now on the 1-1. The first one.
He's got the Stuart Horn
blonde tips. As Christian Fudge will come on in for Jordan Tribble.
I may look like Francois, but I can.
You guys are built the same, right?
I was going to say, the dude, I can.
6'6", 230, that's you, right?
I can dunk on him.
Francois, second one, rattles it in and home, extending the lead for the Warriors. 33-26 here. Full court press now. As they elect to back it off. Williams trotting up court, right side. Guarded heavily by Cleaves. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Jeremiah Gray up top, working now, left side. Midline here to Maduakor, who hands it off to Williams. 10 seconds, driving in is Williams. Swings it to the left side, Loadholt. Loadholt with a spin move.
Oh.
Now he has to put it up, 2 seconds. Williams, deep three. Off front iron, who had to shot it off. Rebounded by Reverend Maduakor, puts it up. And on the second tip, able to get it in. Reverend Maduakor now, 28-33. Penguins trail by 5.
That will get Reverend Maduakor going in this game. That tip in right there.
Three-pointer in by Bradshaw. 36-28. 1:17 to go. Maduakor, left side, hands it off to Loadholt. Right wing is Williams. Working the post is Fudge, who wanted it. They like to give it to the left wing now, Loadholt. Working is Maduakor, 10 seconds. Drives to his left side, up and over. Tries to get it in, and on the dunk attempt by Fudge. Working now is Stanislaus State. Bradshaw for the three-pointer. Off the back iron, rebounded now. And stolen and ripped away by Fudge.
Yeah.
Pushing is Williams right up midcourt. He has Fudge there for the screen if he wants it. Elects to go right side and hands it off. 18 on the shot clock. And one. Penguins now.
Fudge, the previous play is out of the backboard.
I was going to say, he's not like Jermaine Ears.
Yeah.
I tell you what. It's going to be fun to watch Fudge play.
You're absolutely right. It's like trying to move a tank. It's really hard to do. Unless you have another tank. And frankly, Stanislaus doesn't have anybody as big as Fudge. Nobody as big as big and bad as Fudge is. He's on the line now. Good old 34. I should say the brand new guy, but he seems like an old soul on the Penguin team, and he makes the free throw. It's 35-32, and there's 19 and a half seconds to go. And the Penguins have a chance, theoretically. Well, it's still a two-possession game at 35-31. Boy, the guys doing the scoring today, as there's a timeout on the floor to squeegee things up. They're doing a great job. They got that up there so quickly, Brandon. I couldn't believe it, 35-31. I was thinking the Penguins were only down by 3, but in fact, it's 4. Penguins coming. They are on defense. 6 seconds overall. The shot clock is off. 3 ball from the corner. Goes off by Bradshaw. No. Loose ball. Gray throws it the length of the court, and we go into the clubhouse at halftime, 35-31. What an incredible first half. And I'm happy to report, fans, that the DUs are only down by 4. Brennan, from the most part in that first half, it was 10.
Yeah, it was 10, and I think it took a little bit for the chemistry to come in shape together with the 7 freshmen on the team. But like I mentioned, Christian Fudge is having an incredible game for his first game. He has 5 points and is perfect from field goal percentage. Jeremiah Gray, the leading scorer, with 14 as well.
Loving it. So far, a super exciting game, 35-31.
And, of course, right after this game, we're all headed over to San Rafael Joe's and then back here for volleyball tonight at 7 o'clock. And we have all kinds of festivities at halftime. This is a big day, everybody. It's a tip-off for men's basketball. And we're going to bring you tons of great information about DU athletics in the second half. Our AD here is Amy Henkelman. And this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California, where our chair is Mari Pileggi. Well, just under 14 minutes in halftime, and then we're going to have the second half for you right here on Penguin Radio when we come back. DU's trail by four, worldwideradio.dominican.edu. You know what you came here for, whatever you got to raise up. Welcome back, everybody. Penguin Radio is live on the air from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Well, well, well. Something we've been talking about for weeks, and now it's actually going to happen, barring any kind of problems. We are live. Yes, we are. Scott Waterman's here, everybody, the first-year man with Booker. First off, Scott Waterman, welcome to Dominican, officially.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you and your energy and everything you bring. Give us a quick 25 seconds on your past, and why is it that Booker and you are together again? I mean, thankfully.
Yeah, we worked together at Long Beach State 15 years ago, and I've been at Long Beach State, Fullerton, Pomona Pitzer, Dartmouth, and he gave me a call when Coach Mendoza left, and opportunity I couldn't pass up to come back to California, especially when in August it was 38 degrees in New Hampshire.
The great Rich Mendoza, of course, who's up now coaching the Lumberjacks up at Humboldt State, and as a result, we get the great Scott Waterman. Talked to Booker earlier today. He said the team has a chemistry that we have not had since he's been coaching here. How much of that is attributable to you?
None.
None of it?
I would like to say it was, but these guys, it's a great group of guys. They want to work. They want to get better every day they come. It's those type of things that we need to continue to build this program in the right direction. So we're excited. And now it's just a matter of putting another great half of basketball together. We got to cut our turnovers and, continue to crash the boards. And I think we'll be in good shape at the end.
It seemed like in the second quarter that the Penguins were getting more rebounds than they were in the first quarter, like a lot more. Did you say something to them, or did Booker say something that turned that around, or is it just their natural instinct and ability?
Definitely not their natural instinct, but we got into them. We've been emphasizing that, and that's going to be a key for us all year.
It seemed like in the first quarter. You're absolutely right. Coach Scott Waterman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, well, hopefully we'll have Coach Waterman later on as we go down this season 17-18 campaign. Thanks very much, Coach. We are ready, everybody. 35-31. The Penguins are trailing this one. Stuart Horn, yours truly. Of course, the great Brandon Cadiz, he's alongside. And his first time on a Penguin broadcast. Paul Gunnis is here. Paul, how are you today?
I'm doing great, doing great. Excited to be here. Excited to broadcast the Penguins game.
Well, we're excited to have you, everybody. 35-31. Brandon Cadiz, he's strapped in over there. You ready to go nuts?
I'm ready. We're going to see if the Penguins can take the lead here. As Coach Waterman mentioned, rebounds are going to be key.
Yeah, I hope we can get Scott Waterman every game that the Penguins come out of the locker room at halftime. Maybe we can get him for a couple minutes. That was cool. I like having Coach Waterman on the air with us just to give us the inside line. Well, the Penguins now will be attacking the northern hoop as both teams switch sides, as is customary in basketball. Penguins off to our right now, attacking that northern hoop, and we're underway. And much like the very first few seconds of the game, there's a stoppage of play 4 seconds in. And they need a shot clock reset. Happened in the first, well, it's the first game. Everybody's a little rusty. So now they get the shot clock reset. There's 22 seconds and the clock rolls. Here we go, everybody. Right in front of us, Williams has got it. Chris Williams, left side, Gray. Now back down low to Jordan Williams. Turnaround jumper, fudge!
Right-handed sky hook from close range in the restricted area. Nails it, 35-32, a turnaround move by Futch. Haven't seen that one out of him, Brandon.
Yeah, and I love how light he is with that touch.
35-33, I love the sky hook move. I hope we can see a lot of that. Up and under on the runner from Tyrion Davis. And a whistle. And the foul is committed by Christopher Williams. Williams, a 6'2" freshman out of Moreno Valley. Futch in the backcourt. To the line is Tyrion Davis. And Davis is a 6'1" junior. The shot's on the way, and it is good, 36-33. The big difference in this game to me, you guys, is the upperclassmen versus all of Booker's new guys. The Penguins send out three starting freshmen tonight, if you can imagine the opening game. But that's how much confidence I think the Booker has in these guys. The second one goes. Penguins trail by four, and that's how we started the second half. 37-33. DU's have the ball. CJ at the top of the key. Says, hey, Jeremiah, go down low. Instead, he passes it off to Jay Williams. Now Futch, top of the key. Let's get Futch down low. He's going to move in. And Chris Williams with a low runner indoors to Jordan Williams, who steps out off of the baseline. And that's exactly what Forrest said early in the game. Jordan Williams is going to have to watch the feet, 37-33. Forrest should have talked to him at halftime. He wouldn't have made that mistake. Forrest is pretty observant, usually. We're inside of 19 now, and here's a long three ball straight away by Davis Noah. A little deep, and the Penguins get the rebound. Here's Jordan Williams. 18 and a half to go, fans. In the second half, opening night basketball. Can the Penguins somehow squeeze their way back into this thing? They haven't led at all tonight. It opened up. They were down by five. Then it was 10. It was four at the half, and that's where we are now, 37-33. Top of the key, seven on the shot clock, 18-19 to go. Jeremiah Gray gets fouled on the left wing. He's fouled by Andy Cleavis. So Cleaves gets an arm in there, and now he's getting talking to by the referee. And that's going to – all right.
That's here for the Penguins.
Well, you're absolutely – inside Davis. Stanislav
was playing in front of him.
Right side, Gray, three ball to tie it. Missed it right. Loose ball. CJ goes after it, and it's a jump ball. No, that's a foul committed by Matt Bradshaw, and the DUs are going to get it back.
You got to love the effort we are seeing from Dominican on the offensive boards.
Good call, 17-34 to go. Penguins down by a basket. Penguins have it on the short side. Quick up and under. CJ has it, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line. Cedric Thomas got the pass inbounds by Jordan Williams. And on the way up, he got spanked by Kalen Mitchell.
And that's always something to look out for, is deep inside the middle of the paint, off behind the inbounds, off behind the backboard. That's usually where they try to go.
CJ knocks down the first one. He'll get just a pair here as this happened in the key. But he makes the next one, and the Penguins are down by only 1 point after trailing by much of the first half by 10. And he does, and it's one. 17 and a half to go, fans. Booker's in the squat. He's ready, like he's giving the sign to Clayton Kershaw. Right side now with the runner. Oh, and an air ball is heaved up by Mitchell, and the Penguins are the rebound. Slowly and methodically, here's Williams. Now Futch in the corner. No. See, where is CJ? There's CJ, sets up a screen, and it's stolen away after the pass by Jordan Williams. Up and under, and an easy layup by Dunham. Penguins coughed up a pair. 41-38. 16:59 to go. Now Jordan's going to have to slow it down and try it again.
Penguins need to watch the mental errors here.
You're right. Dunham with the reach and the give and go. And here's CJ. Down low to Futch. Backboard, no. Can't get the rebound. Futch missed it from a foot and a half. Kalen Mitchell with a rebound. Penguins trail by three. Jump ball between Futch and Govea, or Noah, whistle. Oh, brother. And the foul is committed by Futch. Oh, I thought he got wrapped up in a possession arrow play. And out comes Jordan Williams, and in comes Reverend Maduakor. And what a luxury for Booker to have the depth to give Jordan Williams a break and bring in good old Rev. 41-38. Jeremiah Gray is going to take a break along with Marcus Loadholt, who had just a couple of, I don't even think he had a full minute in the first half. But Loadholt had a couple of good shots. Oh, yeah, of course he did. Loadholt's a guy I like to keep an eye on. He's a big, bad dude with a great soft touch. Penguins on defense now, out on the left wing. Tyrion Davis has it, and an off-ball penalty is called, and I think it's called against Bradshaw. Check it, it's on Govea. That's his first, but the fourth committed by Stanislaus here in the second half.
Penguins needed that as Stanislaus was picking up the momentum after they tied the game.
41-38, top of the key is Reverend Maduakor. Now CJ on the left wing, right at the elbow. Off to Rev, who brings it back. He thinks three, head fake, no. CJ in the corner, he's driving in. CJ bashes off, dumps an elbow in there, and gets called on it. Even I can see that one.
Yeah, obvious call, elbows flaring out right to the chest.
Cedric just completely stuck the arm out and pounded off the defender, and you can't do that. There's charging, and then there's charging. 41-38.
And then there's MMA moves.
Grapple this, 41-38 inside of 16 minutes. Penguins on D, loose ball, goes out of bounds. Govea tipped it out, and the D's get the favor back. Media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins worldwide, Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, to my left, Brandon Cadiz. And Paul Gunness, of course, Forrest Hunt. He'll be back in a little bit, 41-38. The Penguins trail by one bucket, you guys, and we have not been able to say that very much tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's great for the Penguins to get back in this game. They've been doing it with their effort, and it seems like if they can keep the mental errors low, they will come out with a victory in this game.
Couldn't agree with you more. They need more of these freshmen to continue to step up in spot of these regular veterans. Just like Stu mentioned, Booker T. Harris, a lot of confidence, having their veterans coming off the bench, and it's really been a spark plug with Jeremiah Gray every time he comes on in, the leading scorer with 17 for the Penguins and 4 3-pointers.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what you guys think, but so far for Stanislaus, the guy who makes me most nervous is Roland Dunham, the 6'1" junior out of Riverbank. He started tonight, and then he was brought back to the bench for much of the first half, but he comes in, and that guy's a shooter. But he's as fast as they are of anybody I've seen so far on either squad tonight. And I haven't seen a lot of the teams around the league yet, not their starters. But yeah, Dunham is quick.
I agree with you. And also with that, his teammate, Caleb Baskett, Stanislaus State, really lucky to have him, the transfer junior.
Yeah, Baskett with a bunch of minutes in the first half. Here we go, everybody. Penguin Radio, opening night basketball. D's trail by one bucket. In the corner, Loadholt, right in front of the Penguin bench. CJ's got it down low, back to the top of the key. Here's Reverend, three ball to tie, on the way, missed it deep. Loose ball, Penguins can't get the rebound. Davis comes up with it across the timeline, slams into Rev and a whistle. And they're going to call that on Maduakor, who jumped in his way. So Marcus Loadholt will go back to the bench. And here's Jeremiah Gray in his place. So you got Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduakor, Futch, Chris Williams, and Cedric Thomas on the floor for Booker T. Harris. And the clock rolls. We're inside of 15 and a half. Penguins on D off to our left. Tyrion Davis goes into the corner and stolen away by Futch. Here's Chris Williams across the timeline. He surveys, moves over to the left, right at the top of the key straight away. Right side. He's got Gray thinking three ball. Gray's got defenders just plastered to him. 15 minutes to go in the second half. Penguins down by one basket. CJ gets it back off to Jeremiah Gray. Right side. Gray being guarded very closely by Caleb Baskett. Soft two ball. Jumper from the free throw line and a whistle. Gray will go to the line with a chance to tie it for the first time in 25 minutes.
Stu, is there anything this guy can't do?
No. No, he's the perfect basketball player.
And that's what Jeremiah Gray loves, the ISO. Once he goes one-on-one, it's over for the defender. He puts on some nifty moves, has the hesitation fake, and able to pull up from 15 feet out.
So Gray's on the line. He's rubbing that right calf, and he's been over on the sideline stretching it out on the way to tie it. Gray gets it to go, and Gray limps off the court. He needs time to stretch the right calf. He's in trouble. And if the Penguins lose Gray, the Penguins are in trouble. Jordan Williams has come back in his place. The shot from the left side is no good. Loose ball, and the Penguins cannot come up with it. Basket has it on the left wing. Top of the key, back over to Cleavis. A tie game. 14 and a half, 41 up. Tyrion Davis, right side. He gets it off to Bradshaw, who has nowhere to go. CJ's in his face. Down low with 9 on the shot clock. And a whistle. And I'm not sure what happened. Vita Faniel had it. And the foul is committed. Don Christopher Williams. And that's the fifth. Both teams with 5.
And it seems Jeremiah Gray is headed to the locker room. That would be a killer blow for the Penguins.
That would be terrible. Gouveia to the bench. Stanislas has Davis. And Bradshaw top of the key. Davis with the runner left side. Unbelievable move by Davis from down low over the top of Futch, and that's not easy to do. 43-41. Jay Williams brings it up. Left side, Maduakor. Way too far out to shoot. Now Jordan, top of the key. Jordan looks right, thinks left, goes left. Chris Williams now top of the key again. 8 on the shot clock, 7 Rev. Driving in 5, right side 4. Rev with the spinner, no. Back outside, Jordan Williams on the way. 3 ball, no, he missed it deep. Loose ball, everybody hits the deck. Francois hits it hardest. Maduakor with a foul. Oh, man. The Penguins have had a couple of three-point shots on this thing to actually go ahead as the squeegee guy has to come out and clean things up. Once Francois hit the deck, they got to bring in the squeegees. On the play-by-play, here's Brandon Cadiz.
Up now, bringing it up court was Tyrion Davis. They're going to get a swing action deep inside. Working now left side off the body of Fudge, now dribbling the Penguins are. Maduakor has numbers. Up and under off glass, and it tickles off the front of the iron. Just missed the and one opportunity there, but he will go to the line for 2. And that foul was on Matt Bradshaw, his second personal, and it'll be the 6th team foul. Excuse me, there was no shot attempt. There was before the shot attempt. So inbounding it right behind their own basket will be Jordan Williams. And they're going to reassess that foul and give it to number 23, Christian Mitchell. So Williams looking for someone to inbound it and back in their own court and able to retrieve it is Lodeholt. Excuse me, not Lodeholt. Christopher Williams II. And we're going to get a stoppage here in play. And it looks like it's another shot clock issue. So they're going to reset it from 13-16. They're going to reset the shot clock from 16 to 22 seconds.
I think that's a break for the Penguins after they seemed a little chaotic after the poor inbound pass.
Maduakor now will inbound it. Back in their own backcourt. And looking for someone, finally able to get it in to Williams II. And now Maduakor is working on basket from up top. Gets it down to CJ Thomas. Thomas drives, takes a move, swings it out. Jumper left side by Fudge. Rims out. Rebounded by basket. Stanislaus State now working the offense. Up top, basket, no one was there in the middle. Easy pass, but blown by Mitchell. Penguins catch a break and a rebound, but an errant pass right in front of us here at Media Row is saved on in, almost hit us. Basket now gets it, and to redeem himself, on the reverse layup was Xavier Francois. 45-41, Penguins trail by four. Maduwakor up top, gets it down low to Fudge, easy off the top of the glass and in. 45-43, Penguins down by two.
Seems like there's been a flow now to the game. We see a little bit more back and forth. See if that tempo keeps up.
Three-point attempt off the back iron. And rebounded by Francois and put on in. Francois with 6 points on the night. Maduwakor looking now. Fudge deep down low. Has it to C.J. Thomas being guarded by Matt Bradshaw. Maduwakor swings it right wing. Back up top. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Nice V cut there to Williams, who misses, but rebounded by Fudge and put him back in. 47-45.
Fudge again showing his overpowering power, the new freshman.
Working baseline now and to the left side. 3 point by basket, no good. Rebounded, and the Penguins are pushing it up court. Maduwakor to C.J. Thomas, back to Maduwakor, able to corral it, and there will be a foul there. No basket. Now we're going to get a media timeout here with 11:20 left in the second half. Penguins trail by two, 47-45.
Seeing the physical aggressiveness of Christian Fudge, first on the defensive side, playing strong in the paint between the blocks. Then on the offensive side, able to pull down a rebound between two defenders, go back up, force some contact, and get it off the glass and in. No foul was called, but just a fight through that contact. Fudge showing his toughness here in the second half.
Yes, Fudge with 11 points, 4 rebounds. Jeremiah Gray has 20 points, the leading scorer for the Penguins. On the side of Stanislaus State Warriors, Matt Bradshaw, the leading scorer with 10 himself.
It seems that Christian Fudge has been doing a great job overpowering the inside. If we can keep dominating the inside, I think the Penguins have a really good chance to pull out a victory tonight.
Yeah, if you're dominating the inside, that'll open things up back on the outside. As Forrest mentioned before, you're going to attract multiple defenders, and that means someone has to be open, obviously, and the Penguins are really getting things in control now. They're looking more of a team. Not that they didn't look like a team together, but with these 7 freshmen, the chemistry seems to be there this season.
Everything's starting to click, you guys. Penguins, Reverend Maduwakor needs to get something going. He needs to take the pressure off of himself. He needs to make that extra pass, like that one inside right there. He traveled to go into that media timeout. That extra pass right here in the corner, he had an open shooter. That one, that extra pass is going to be the key. And I said it in the first half for Rev, and this is the same right now.
Davis taking it up top. Worked heavily by the Penguins defense. Playing man-to-man. Triple on the backdoor action to Francois. And tries to swat it was Jeremiah Gray late there. But the point will go in by Francois. 49-45. And it's good to see Jeremiah Gray back on the court as Reverend Maduwakor is working on basket right in front of us. Swinging it up top now. And controlling by the Penguins was Williams. Up top, and there's a cut. Didn't elect to pass it to Jeremiah Gray. Williams now, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Tribble gets it down right wing. Three-pointer by Gray off the mark. Front iron. Basket now taking it. Swings it to the left side in Davis. And Davis is working right side. Puts up the layup against the body of Tribble. Second chance opportunity was up by Vaniel. But it'll go out of bounds and remain possession to the Warriors.
Penguins holding strong on the defensive side right there in the paint. 2-3 shots on goal. No good. Holding strong on the defensive side.
So Jalen Ragsdale comes on in for Tyrion Davis as they will inbound it behind their basket here. Francois hands it off to basket. Three-pointer left side goes in and out and rebounded by Jeremiah Gray. Penguins slowing things down now. Trotting up the court is Reverend Maduwakor. Right up top now. Miscommunication on the pass to Williams, and it is stolen away. Stanislaus State pushing up now. Jordan Tribble was able to disrupt it on the attempt by layup attempt by Ragsdale. Maduwakor's spin move working inside the paint, and he loses it out of bounds. But it'll be off one of the hands of the Warriors. So Chris Williams will check on back in, and coming out is Jordan Williams.
There's that extra pass from Rev, driving down the right side of the lane. Elected to get the extra pass instead of throwing it up in traffic. He got it tipped out of bounds, and now Penguins have a possession on the inbound.
Madua Korda inbound for the Penguins. Wouldn't be surprised if there's a lob here, if they can get it through, but they elect to give it to Thomas up top now. Thomas looking to pass it, gets it to Madua Korda. Madua Korda hands it left side to Jeremiah, right here to Williams. Jeremiah Gray now up top. 6 seconds, working on basket. Nice spin move, trying to get inside the paint. From 15 feet out, he has to put it up. It'll trickle off the front iron and roll in. It's 47-49. Getting the shooter's roll tonight is Jeremiah Gray, who has 22 points. And for the play-by-play now, we're going to hand it off to Forrest Hunt.
Well, that three ball on the way deep, no good by Fenyel, and the Stanislaus State Warriors will have it underneath after a foul was called. That one was on Jordan Tribble as Loadhole and Futch check back in place of CJ and Jordan Tribble.
Good to see Gray back on the court after leaving earlier with that calf injury.
To the line for the Warriors, Govea. He'll toe the line, his first. That foul will put the Penguins over the limit. That'll be 17 fouls. The first of the one and ones, good by Govea. He'll toe the line for the second. It's up and good. The Warriors lead by four. Coming in for the shooter, Kalen Mitchell in place of Fenyel. Penguins have it full court press implemented by the Warriors here. 9:23 overhead. Reverend Maduakor in the far corner chucks it up to Jeremiah Gray coming up across the timeline. Gray working on basket. Gray gets across timeline. He'll drift near side. Handoff to Williams. Williams, a nifty move there. Penguins will swing it across the court. The far side, Loadholt straight away now. Intended for Jeremiah Gray, and a scrum as Jeremiah Gray and basket are fighting for it. Loadholt gets it, and Coach Booker T. Harris calls a timeout and gets it. After that scrum on the floor, Gray and basket fighting for it. Gray able to punch it to Loadholt. Timeout taken by the Penguins. 51-47. One more foul, and the Penguins would be in bonus as well as the Warriors, guys.
I liked how the refs just let him play it out there and didn't call a foul. You know, you saw him scrumming for the ball on the floor, and in those situations, I like it better when the refs just let him have it, let him go at it until somebody gets the ball.
Let them play. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio, home with the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Paul Gunnis, Brandon Cadiz to my left. It's a four-point game here in game number two of this PacWest CCAA tip-off challenge to open. The Penguins take on San Francisco State at 2 p.m. and Stanislaus State at Dominican University. Maduakor loading the Loadholt, top of the key, three to shoot. Loadholt's got to get rid of it. Jeremiah coming away with it is Crims in the far corner. He's guarded tightly. Up to go. Maduakor straight down the lane, left side. He gets hacked, and they call an offensive foul. Reverend Maduakor holding his head, can't believe it. That will be Rev's third personal, eighth team foul for the Penguins, and my goodness.
You know, it's great to see the Penguins' energy here coming out of the timeout. They've really shown a lot of good energy, and even though we got that offensive foul, it seems like the Penguins are looking really good.
Penguins on defense off to our left. Clock rolls under 8:20, 51-49. Warriors, top of the key, Ragsdale, left wing, driving inside Davis. He puts it up off the glass and a foul called as he will go to the line and shoot one. Count the basket. That foul was on Reverend Maduakor. That's his fourth personal. And I believe it's the ninth team foul for the Penguins. They're showing eight as Maduakor will check out. Jordan Williams comes back in place of Reverend Maduakor.
Seems like Rev just isn't himself tonight with only 2 points and putting up that third personal foul, I believe it was.
The and one bonus free throw is knocked down by Davis. Warriors lead by five. Jordan Williams in the backcourt now working on Ragsdale. Williams crossover move brings it to the near side right in front of Sears. He slips and falls. He has trouble with it. Gets over to Jeremiah Gray right in front of us here in our opulent broadcast booth. Gray drifting to his left to the far side. Chris Williams in the corner. Instead, he'll come top of the key. Williams, 8 seconds. Williams to Gray, left wing, three ball. Got it! Jeremiah Gray with the three ball from the left wing. 54-52, Stanislaus leads. We have a media timeout, 7:38 overhead. Penguins trail by two. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. How about Jeremiah Gray?
He's hot, folks. 25 points tonight, and even with that those calf problems, seems like he's not even phasing him as he hits that three-pointer there.
Yeah. 25.
Yeah, and on that three-point attempt, he was really smart with his basketball IQ. He cut on in, drew the defender in with that V-cut, came and popped back out, and nailed the three-pointer. And as Paul mentioned, Reverend Maduakor not looking like himself today offensively, but he's able to do the other things. He has six rebounds and the leading assist man with five apiece, so he's really facilitating the ball in terms of getting the ball to his teammates on the Penguin side.
Now, how about the play of all the freshmen in this one? Jordan Williams for the Penguins, the freshman out of Moreno Valley, California, coming in, taking over the point position that was previously held by Ryo Tawatari, who is now playing professionally in Japan and looking to play for the Japan national team in the Olympics. So taking over a spot like that, coming in as a freshman, some big shoes to fill, and Jordan Williams has gotten it done, along with Christian Futz, the two big freshmen here in the home opener for the Penguins this season.
Especially when you're taking over Tawatari's number as well, number 21.
Great to see these new Penguins performing well, and let's see if they continue to do it and bring home a win in the first game of the season for our Penguins.
Well, they trail by two with 7:38 left to go here in the second half. Penguins with 18 fouls. That has put the Warriors in bonus. Any foul committed will send the Warrior to the line to shoot one and ones. Warriors with six team fouls, one more, and that'll get put the Penguins in bonus.
One thing to note is I'd like to see Chris Williams take less three-pointers and go inside the paint with that big body that he also has. He's 0 for 6 overall and 0 for 4 from the three-point line.
Futch, Gray, CJ, Jordan Williams, Chris Williams on the floor for the Penguins. Penguins on defense, off to our left, controlling on the right wing, Davis for the Warriors. He'll swing it back to the left side, drifting towards the middle, Ragsdale. Right wing, Davis has it top of the key. Clevis drifting to the left in front of the Warrior bench. 10 to shoot. Davis straight away. He gets a pass off to Francois, who drives in. Shot on goal, no good. And it goes out off the shoulder of Kalen Mitchell. Penguin ball. It's a one possession game. Full court pressure implemented here by the Warriors. Chris Williams has it in the backcourt, gets it off to his buddy Jordan Williams on the near side, right in front of us here on Media Row. Jordan Williams working on Mitchell straight away, 18 on the shot clock. Jeremiah Gray, left wing. Hand in the face, he'll dump it off to Jordan Williams. Penguins passing the ball very good here on this offensive possession. In the corner with it is CJ. He'll dump it off to Gray, who has it poked away. Ragsdale on the far sideline. Ragsdale up off the glass, and it rattles out. Futch able to punch it out, and the Penguins will reset on defense. Still a two-point game. A breakaway layup there just missed. And that's the third or fourth time we've seen that from the Stanislaus State team here this afternoon. They've missed wide-open layups.
That's really, really good for the Penguins, keeping them in the game. If it wasn't for those, it might be a bigger deficit that we'd have to overcome.
Warriors with it now. Davis driving the middle of the lane. Passed Williams, rebound Futch, and with it now Chris Williams. Chris Williams loses the handle on it, picked off by Davis. Jeremiah Gray gets the loose ball. Jordan Williams resetting things now at the top of the key, calling the play as instructed by Coach Booker. Jordan Williams calling out the play as he creeps toward the three-point line. He'll give it off high post, Futch, towards the free throw line. Futch, mid-range jumper off front iron. Offensive rebound, Futch puts it back up. Futch has tied this game, 54 all.
How about that? First time tonight.
Futch on the offensive and defensive side. He's a freshman at 6'8", top of the key. Clevis driving in over a couple of Penguin defenders, and he gets called for the charge as CJ takes the brunt of the hit. Penguins with the ball now. Both teams in bonus. 54 54. That's the fourth personal, seventh team foul.
How about that?
For Clevis.
Forrest, it was 5-0. For most of the first half, the Penguins are down by double digits. Eakin back, tied it, and now they've got the ball.
And Jordan Williams with it. Full court pressure by Ragsdale. Williams brings it up towards the Dominican logo here at the Conlin Center. Crossover move to get by Ragsdale in the corner. Chris Williams, baseline pass intended for CJ, and it was a bit of a foul there on the baseline. CJ was shoved. That foul will be on the Warriors, Xavier Francois. That'll be Francois' second personal, eighth team foul for the Warriors. CJ will go to the line.
I'll tell you what, CJ's been a cool customer from the line tonight, too.
Tonight from the line.
That's exactly what the D's need right now.
CJ is perfect, 4-for-4, and then he misses that one. Thanks, so Stu. He was perfect, and there you go.
Yeah.
The broadcaster's
Thanks,
curse.
Stu.
Thank you, Stu, as we are all knotted up here. Still, Davis top of the key. They swing in front of their own bench. Bradshaw left wing, worked on by Chris Williams, in towards the free throw line. Davis to a cutting Fanyel. His shot no good, off the fingertips of Gray, who is still stretching out that left calf. It looks like it's both now that are giving Gray a little bit of trouble, as the Warriors will inbound in front of their own hoop for the last 5 minutes. Here's Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Forrest. Well, 54 all fans. And the Penguins are on defense off to our left. Great work by Brandon Cadiz and Forrest. Hunted and stolen away by Williams on the way. Chris, off the glass. No, the putback on the rim forever and falls. The Penguins lead for the first time tonight. 56-54 for the first time, everybody. The Penguins lead this by a pair to tie it right wing. No, Penguins with a rebound.
Oh, no.
The shot on goal by Funiel doesn't fall, and now Gray has popped that left calf. He was rubbing it. He was working on it, and Gray has now had to stop halfway back to the bench and fall into the grandstands. The left calf that Jeremiah Gray has been rubbing all night.
And it's fully flexed right now. It's definitely...
I think Gray may be done. 4.5 to go. The Penguins are going to have to go without their star man. But speaking about the star, here's Reverend Maduakor. He brings it up. Maduakor spins right, throws it over to the right top of the key. Jay Williams. Williams, Jay, the new man at the top. He's got it. Now CJ way over right side. Penguins thinking three Williams on the way. Oh, he missed it deep, taken down by Francois. He brings it up. Now he pops it off to Davis. 4 minutes exactly, the Penguins by two. 4 minutes left in this game. Top of the key, Davis, 16 on the shot clock. Inside of four now, Davis has got it. CJ's on him. Sets a screen, hands it off to Bradshaw, left wing. Now they work it down low. Funiel up against Williams, and he gets the rebound. Check it, that's Reverend. Maduakor forced the issue and got the rebound. Penguin ball. Reverend's got it now. Williams, J on the insignia. He's being guarded by Ragsdale. Rags falls off of him. CJ now, stutter step, right side. Maduakor head fake, thinking three, drives in, backs out.
Oh, it's a fourth time, dude.
And Williams walks again. Jordan Williams gets the pass from CJ, and he goes to drive, check it from Maduakor. He goes to drive baseline, and he walks with it for the fourth time tonight. 56-54. How do you get called on those?
It's happened in the corner every single time. Jordan Williams in that left corner in the first half, twice in the left corner, in the second half, twice in the left corner, just stepping on that line, and it's killing them.
If
you
it's happening, it's happening down low in the left corner, we're at a timeout at NC2A. Media timeout, everybody, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. But if it's happening in the lower left corner every time, it's got to be the way he's accepting the pass and then starting his motion toward the hoop, because it hasn't happened anywhere else on the court. Four times in a row, Brandon Cadiz, Williams, four walks with it, same place.
Four walks, yes, and the Penguins overall 16 turnovers against the Warriors, 12, and Stanislaus State has capitalized off of that, scoring 14 points off those 16 turnovers by the Penguins.
Oh, man. The Warriors are playing tough, but I'll tell you who's tougher, and that's Booker T. Harris's guys. Today at the tailgate where all the students came out, I got a chance to interview Booker while you guys were calling that first game between Art U and San Francisco State. And, by the way, it was a tremendous call. And Booker said, this is the team in the last 7 years, Booker's been here, it's in his seventh year, that has the best chemistry. Now, and then he and I went on to talk about the value of chemistry. And one thing he said that was very interesting was, you've never seen a championship team without it. And that's the truth. 56-54, 3:15 to go. It's going to be Warrior ball as soon as they get the clock straight. There's 30 on the overhead, 3:16 left in the game. And here we go. On the long side, the Warriors bring it in. Soft backcourt pressure from Jordan Williams. Williams looks away, and speeding by him is Davis. He drives up. Two shots on goal, short range, no. Francois comes up, loose ball, diving out of bounds. Reverend's got it in midcourt, and he's going to slow things down. Maduakor brings it up. 2:53 to go. Funch! Left side. Funch drains the deuce. 58-54. The Penguins up by four.
All set up by the block on the other end by Christian Funch. On the first shot attempt, Funch gets it, tip off the glass, nobody able to corral it. Maduakor up here at half court, able to set everything up, and Funch does it on one end on defense, and he finishes the other end on offense. The 6'8", freshman, Christian Funch from San Jose, California.
Oh, Funch is worth his weight in gold, and it's a ton of gold. 58-54, the Penguins by four of them. 2.5 to go in this one. Out on the right side is Davis, he's way out there. Way out there, Chris Williams blocking him, and there's a whistle as Williams forces him out of bounds, and Davis steps out on the end line. Penguins are going to get it back. 2.5 to go, 2:29. Penguins lead is four. Maduakor will bring it in on the long end. Backcourt pressure from the Warriors. Two of them back there, three Penguins. Here comes Rev. Across the timeline on the left side, Penguins by four, 2:20 to go, fans. In the second half, opening night basketball. CJ, right side, Thomas, too much glass, Francois with a rebound. Davis will bring it up, left side for the Warriors, coming up on 2 minutes. Penguins lead is four. Three ball, Bradshaw, left wing, it's good. It's a long deuce, and he goes to the line. I thought he held up two. It looked like a three to me, but I thought I saw the referee hold it up for two. Was it three? Oh, brother. And he made it. And that's going to give him a lot of chances when we come back. It's another timeout. 2 minutes exactly. The Penguins lead is one. Forrest, you're correct. It was a three ball. A one-point game, and here we are, opening night. And all you could hope for as a Penguin fan, that all the games go like this. Whatever happens in the next 2 minutes of play, you can only pray the games are this good. Speaking of good games, tonight, 7 o'clock side out, the women's volleyball team will be right here on Penguin Radio, live and worldwide. But for now, it is opening night of basketball, and the Penguins' lead is only one. 10 team fouls committed by the Penguins, 8 committed by the Warriors out of Stanislaus State. And it's anybody's game right now. I would say that the Penguins, by the slimmest of margins, have the advantage as far as momentum is concerned. You're at home, and the lead was 10 in the first half. And now the Penguins' lead is 1. And that's a huge turnaround. But the Penguins have lost Jeremiah Gray. And I don't think Gray's coming back, because Gray's been in the locker room for 4 or 5 minutes now. And when he left the court, he couldn't even get back to the bench. On the line is Matt Bradshaw. Bradshaw, a 6'3" junior out of Menifee, Montana.
He's made his first free throws of the year.
First of the year, and the first one is to tie it, and it's on the way, and it's a brick, and it's loose, and the Penguins come down with it. So Williams will bring it up. First year man, Jordan Williams. Oh, almost got away from him, but the referee's right on top of him. Not a double dribble. Oh, man. Top of the key now. Rev, stutter step right back and forth. Reverend kicks it out to CJ. No, that's Chris Williams, who drives left side off the baseline, and he gets the spin off the window. Good! 60-57, a buck and a half, 96 seconds to go. Check it, 86. And here go the Penguins on offense. The shot on goal from Davis at close range is missed, broken up by Futch, and whistles all over the place. 1:19 to go. It's on Thomas. The Penguins are up by three, and this is going to put Bradshaw on the line again. Now remember, fans, Bradshaw just a few moments ago. No, it's Francois on the line, pardon me. Well, Bradshaw missed it his last time at it. Here's Francois on the way. Backspin, arcing majestically and perfect.
He's now 3 for 5 on the night.
60-58, and Francois goes one more time. Can Francois bring the Warriors within one? 1 minute, 19 seconds to go. He bends at the knees and on the way, and he lets it fly, and it's good. A one-point game. And the Penguins, it's theirs to run away with. Or opposite of that, the otherwise, I don't even want to think about it. Rev slips, somehow comes up with it, and hangs onto the ball. 105, the Penguins are just going to eat some clock here. 14 on the shot clock. Rev has heavy pressure. He's barely able to get it off to CJ. 9 on the shot, left side, Rev. 7, now he goes top of the key, 6. He's looking for some place to put it, 4. On the way, 3 ball, he missed it, way right, loose ball. Who's got it? Fudge gets a hand on it. Whistles, no. Davis, left side, no whistle. Shot on goal, close range, no. Francois, the put back, yes. 41 seconds, the Penguins trail by 1, 61-60. Jordan Williams has it, and the Penguins down by 1:30 seconds to go. Booker calls out the play. Reverend takes a deep breath. He's going to get the last shot off. This is it, fans. 25 seconds to go. Oh, no. Reverend slipped. Davis falls on him. He slips on the court. And because of the slip, they are not going to call it a – no, they're going to call it a timeout. Booker T. Harris was able to get the timeout. There was so much sweat on the floor, Forrest, that Reverend drove in and fell down. Davis fell on top of him. It looked like a possession arrow would go to the Warriors, but instead, somehow, the Penguins get a timeout afforded to them with 20.8 seconds to go in the game, and the DUs trail by only 1 point.
That was Rev's second slip on as many possessions. And just so you guys know, 9 seconds on the shot clock. They'll have to get it off quick with 20.8 left in the game. Jeremiah Gray just checked back in. He came over to the score table, and Jeremiah Gray just checked back in.
20.8 seconds on Penguin Radio, everybody. Well, you couldn't ask for more than this. A one-point play.
8 for 14 from the
respectfully comes back out onto the. Gray is out there to the bucket. Here we go. Seconds, 12 seconds, and now Stanislas out wisely. And that's going to put somebody in the corner. On the floor for Stanislas is Dunham, is Rags, is Francois, is Davis, and Faniel. Ragsdale is going to get a chance to shoot it. Futch returns. Gray will stay, CJ to the bench. 9 and change on the clock.
Ragsdale led the team last year in free throw percentage with 82%.
On the way, he missed the first one. Way to go, Brandon. I'm giving that one to you. 61-60, the score remains. Cadiz could be the difference in this one.
Sold out crowd of 10,000 giving it to him.
Ragsdale stands back to the line. The lefty heaves it up, and this one's good. It's a two-point ball game, but nothing the Booker can deal with. The Penguins are going to get one shot at it with just about 10 seconds to go, a timeout call by Stanislas, and they're going to set up their defense because the Penguins are going to have a chance to bring it down, and 1 3-point ball will send everybody home, and who do you think they'll go to?
Oh, I think it's Kurt Gray.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Gray is going to take the last shot, and I would be utterly surprised if he does not have his hands on the ball here in the last 9.9 seconds.
I guarantee this, that Stanislas would be surprised too, which makes me think, why wouldn't you go to somebody else? But who would have a hotter hand? Gray's got them all tonight.
Fudge sent it to overtime. At that point, give it to Fudge. Let the clock roll.
Nope, I like that idea. I like Fudge. Clutch. Fudge in the clutch for two to tie it. I like that idea. And then see if you can get Gray to get hot in overtime. That's a good call. Because they're going to be looking for Jeremiah Gray right here to win it.
If they have Fudge up high and everybody follows Gray out to the perimeter, Fudge can sneak down the lane. Perfect pass to Fudge. I mean, I'm not drawing up a play or anything here.
I like it. No, it's a perfect play. I mean, there's a couple ways you could go, and that's certainly one of them.
Have Fudge come up from down low, set a screen for Gray. Everybody follows Gray. Fudge straight back down the lane. Tie game, overtime period.
So Gray's coming out. He's got to be jacked because he's not even limping now. There's got to be a ton of adrenaline out on that court. Luckily, there's not a lot of sweat on the court because the squeegee guys are out there at the timeout. Here we go, fans. 10 seconds to go. Rolling backward from 9-9. The Penguins have it. Fudge. He heaves it up, and it's a loose ball. Almost goes out of bounds. Reverend's got it. He's got trouble. He throws it away. Francois knocks it out. 3.1 on the clock. They're going to knock a couple more on the clock. It says 3-1. I'm surprised there was no foul on the play. Reverend right in front of the icebox, and the Penguin fans are up on their feet. The Penguins need a deuce right here. Here's Jeremiah Gray's going to bring it in. He's got 5 seconds. He's got the ball. Inbounds to Rev. Rev's got it to tie it. The drifter, not even close. Reverend missed it by a mile. Madua Kaur, very short. And a great game, 62-60. And I'm surprised. The DUs had the lead for a moment, trailing 90-plus percent of the game, or 95-plus percent of the game. They got the lead for a moment with about, what did they have, 4 minutes to go. And Stanislas was just a little too tough, and the final is 62-60. Are you guys speechless at this point, or just in total disbelief? Okay, fans, these guys have all died. And none of them are willing to say a word. They can't. They can't even smile. Poor Forrest Hunt. I feel sorry for all three of these guys. Well, Brandon Cadiz, he's down at the end, and nobody knows exactly what happens. Mark Carlson's even letting the team have it. Well, that doesn't seem very sporting. The last thing I would do now is yell at these guys. Let Booker do that. But maybe he's saying that, darn it, they didn't get the calls. And I don't think the Penguins did, as Reverend obviously is feeling really bad about things right now. He wanted to send the home fans out of here with a victory, and the Penguins were poised to do it. But the Stanislas Warriors weren't goofing around, and they wanted it. And frankly, would it be wrong to say they wanted it a little bit more?
A little bit more. I think walking off the court right there into the locker room, Reverend Madua Kaur had his teammates huddled around him. That's the camaraderie you like to see. Madua Kaur, I think that goes back to wanting to do it yourself and putting everything on your shoulders when I think at that point in the game, not that Rev's not a good seasoned veteran, but you have to give it to the hot hand. And it's either got to be Fudge or Gray at that point.
But Reverend's a veteran.
He's a veteran. And
he's not a guy to get nervous coming into a play where he's got 3.1 seconds to convert amid heavy traffic. You know, I'd give it to Madua Kaur just as much as I'd give it to Gray.
But to go back to the theme of just Rev throughout the first half of the game, at least.
Yeah,
extra pass.
Paul Gunna said it also earlier. Rev was not himself in the first half, so maybe you're right. Maybe this wasn't the night. He had a chance, and maybe the pressure was there, and he felt like he had to redeem himself, try to get that last shot off. Brandon Cadiz, what do you say about this terribly rough finish for the Penguins?
Well, I don't know if you guys saw, but Reverend Madua Kaur gave his word to Christian Fudge on that last possession where Fudge was handed the ball and he threw it cross court, almost going out of bounds, resulting in them being in a double team pressure right in front of the icebox banner right there, forcing it out of bounds, taking 6 seconds off the clock. If he was just able to dribble it up a couple court, they could have probably gotten a better play. So not to minimize the game that Christian Fudge had, but a rookie and a freshman error there in the last possession of the ball game.
Yeah, there was just a lot of problems in the first half for the Penguins, but boy, they seemed to solve almost all of them, and the only place that they couldn't resolve the issues tonight was in the point tally, 62-60, the final. Stanislaus improves to 1-0 on the season. The Penguins 0-1. We do have another men's basketball game tomorrow as the Penguin men will take on the Gators from San Francisco State at 2 o'clock. The early game in the Penguin Tip-Off Classic will be between Art U and Stanislaus. And we'll have that for you tomorrow at noon. So noon and 2 tomorrow, basketball all day and volleyball all night, including tonight, 7 o'clock's tip-off as the women take the court tonight. Who do we play for?
Fresno Pacific.
The Sunbirds are going to be here in the Conlin Center, and the volleyball team will play tomorrow night. So tons and tons of Penguin sports right here on Penguin Radio as the four of us are now going to go to a bar and try and no, we're not really going to do that. But it was an awfully difficult loss, and somehow we have to figure out a way to drown our sorrows because there's nothing like winning opening night. And I have to say, there's almost nothing like losing it. Yeah, okay, so your silence suggests that you agree with me. All right, everybody, 7 o'clock tonight, volleyball. Until then, yours truly, Stuart Horn, Paul Gunnis to my left, Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, your DU broadcasters for this season. We look forward to lots of basketball this year. We'll see you tonight at about 10 to 7 for the pregame volleyball on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll see you then.